Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Cardwell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The center fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting 8th. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Stargell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Clendenin moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cardwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alley moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gabrielson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. 1 out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jerry Lynch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Lynch moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarani is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stargell. Peña reaches second base with a double. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bertel strikes out. 1 out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cardwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardwell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gabrielson. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Rogers moves to third. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gabrielson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gabrielson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell strikes out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Peña is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bertel moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bertel moves to third. Jackson moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields it and throws to home to get Bertel. Jackson moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Freese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Schwall now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Banks steals second. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gabrielson strikes out. 2 outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. 2 outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burkell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burkell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burkell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Landrum pinch runs for Dick Burkell. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Landrum moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky now catching. Billy Williams now playing left field. Don Landrum now playing center field. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lynch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 3 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing left field. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo moves to second. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Al McBean now pitching. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gabrielson strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Roberto Peña. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stewart strikes out. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Banks moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Landrum moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Al McBean. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Schofield strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente pinch hits for Andre Rogers. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Verdon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Verdon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Verdon moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Verdon moves to third. Clendenin moves to second. Manny Mota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mota hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.